Welcome everybody to Green Livelihood, Right Livelihood, Viviendo Verde Ya. I am co-host Dan Kerbine, and I'm here interviewing Don Zaft with the Greenbow Health Cooperative. What is it like a collective? But it's a health cooperative. It's opening in February, on February 4th, actually, at the Share Exchange. And if you want to find out what the Share Exchange is, you can look at one of our prior podcasts with Kelly Rajala describing exactly what goes on here. It's quite a center. It's an epicenter of great activity in the cooperative world in Sonoma County, which, if you don't live here, is about 50 miles north of San Francisco. So Don Zaft is the founder and one of the guiding lights of the Greenbow Health Cooperative. Don, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Hooray. You're putting together something that is just has a lot of benefits to offer, and it looks like you have an exciting mission here. And would you just give us an idea here what you're out to do, what you're up to?
Sure. I co-founded this along with Celestia Arcadia, and I'm also a member myself. And so we are a membership-based cooperative. We have both community and practitioner members, and we're seeking to bring together health educators, health practitioners, along with community members so that we can promote better health, affordable health care in Sonoma County. We want to be ready and locally resilient.
Great. Now, what is that going to mean for people in the community? How is that going to be something that you're looking at being able to affect someone in the general public, their access to healing, to preventative health, to the things that actually make us more vital and alive in our lives?
Well, that means that they have a health organization within their community that wants to listen to people and hear what the needs are to start with. We have a few projects kind of on the burner, and we're opening up this space in the Share Exchange. We're going to have a local organic herbal pharmacy and clinical herbalists on hand, which is me, and along with other practitioners. We're going to have open hours so that people can come in for questions, and that's free. People can just stop by and have their questions answered.
Well, that's refreshing.
The hours. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
So we're also going to be having a number of community building events. We're going to have Rock and Roll Pharmacy the first Friday of every month.
Wow, instead of Rock and Roll Fantasy, it's Rock and Roll Pharmacy.
That's right.
This is not the 70s anymore. And by the way, this might be a good time to interject that this has nothing to do with medical marijuana.
Although I totally respect cannabis clinics, I love them, but we are not a cannabis pharmacy. We are locally grown medicinal herbs for the gamut of health concerns, but not that specific herb.
Terrific. So I know that you like to share the mission, that you're really mission-driven, and I'm wondering if there's anything you haven't said yet about your mission. Would you like to share it?
Well, let me just go through it very quickly. It's a pretty quick mission statement. So the Greenbow Health Cooperative seeks to promote responsible, accessible medicine in Sonoma County, build community, offer organic and, whenever possible, local herbal medicine, provide affordable holistic health consultations, provide accessible health education. We're involved in curriculum development in the area right now. Develop medical and educational alliances in the Bay Area, like with the North Bay Institute of Green Technology, as well as the farmers markets in the area, and offer health advocacy services to the community.
And concerts.
And rock and roll pharmacy. And tea parties. And our grand opening. We're a fun group of partiers.
The kind of tea parties that really are good for you.
Yes, not those other ones.
And you're going to have a grand opening on the 4th of February from 6 to 9 p.m. at the location where we are right now having this interview, which is 531 5th Street, Santa Rosa, California, at the Share Exchange. Again, Santa Rosa is about 50 miles north of San Francisco. We will give this information again. It's www.thegreenbow, and bow, by the way, is spelled BOUGH.org. And back to our interview here live at the Share Exchange well, live until you get to it, at the Share Exchange. So if, let's say somebody, spring's coming, somebody has a little bit of an allergy thing happening, can they just walk in? What would happen?
Well, they would come in, and if they came in during our open pharmacy hours, which some of our open hours are that and some of them are not, they can talk to a clinical herbalist, and if their questions are under about 10 minutes worth of explanation needing, then they can come in and get just a quick blend for their allergies here. Mm-hmm. If it's a longer, more detailed question, then they do need to make an appointment, but we have very affordable rates for that as well. So okay. They have options there.
Great.
So I'm actually somebody that comes to this from having my own health concerns and having trouble getting them answered from the allopathic side of things, although I really respect the allopathic side, and we do have some doctors that are friends of the cooperative.
Right.
But I have a very personal connection to holistic healthcare, and found a lot of more. My health concerns didn't just get placated. I got to get some deep answers to some deep questions, and continue to in my own journey. And I want to bring that process to other people. And so that's part of where this came from. And so the pharmacy is a chance for community to come in and just get interface with people that are really active within the healthcare community.
That is great, and you have had some experience and training with herbal therapies.
Yeah, I've studied herbal medicines. I continue to study. I'm actually working on my acupuncture license right now.
Oh, great!
But I have a small east-west herb school that will be centered out of the Share Exchange space. I offer low-cost herb classes, including medicine making, so people can learn to make their own medicine. We offer that. We have a number of other classes, like Qigong classes. I also practice Qigong. Mm-hmm. We're going to have flower essence practices or classes, which Celicio, I'm sure, will tell you a little bit about as well.
Right. And who John is referring to is Celicio Arcadia, who is another one of the founders of the Green Vow. And, yes, we will be talking to her very soon here in our podcast.
Yes.
And so... So you are, what are some ways that people can, so tell me a little more about what a health cooperative is.
That's a good question that we've actually been seeking to answer ourselves. It's a conversation,
sure,
really not an answer,
yeah,
in a sense, because it's an experimental concept, which is why we really situate well here in the Share Exchange, which is a whole complex of sustainable experimental businesses. So what we are seeking to answer is that question in community. But to me, a health cooperative is a group of people within the community consisting of doctors, holistic practitioners, community members needing care, community members that have family that need care, friends that need care, coming together to figure out what areas we need to advocate in under the healthcare umbrella within this community. Healthcare is expensive. It's not accessible to everyone. There's cultural barriers. There's other disparity barriers that really exist, and so we need to have conversations around that. So a health cooperative brings that community together to really delve into those conversations and to start laying out options for solution. And so
Right.
We actually are a membership. We ask people to pay a monthly fee to support the health cooperative, and a lot of that goes to advocacy within the community. It goes to holding meetings. It goes to providing discounts to anybody who is a member. We have community memberships that are $20 a month, although we have other solutions for people where that's a financial problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have practitioner and health educator, a professional membership that's $50 a month. That includes cooperative marketing. It includes chances to build alliances and offer advocacy as well, with the support of the Green Bow Health Cooperative.
Right.
And then those practitioners provide discounts to the community members, so everybody is constantly benefiting,
right,
is the idea behind a health cooperative that we see so far. And who knows
Great.
Where it could lead. Eventually, maybe we'll get enough members that we can look into the idea of a health insurance cooperative. You know, there's so many
Right.
different places to go.
You know, that's one of the things about being here at the Share Exchange, is that it just invites thinking about the future and what is possible and what can be done.
Yes, it does. This is a very creative community.
And recognizing so many resources having the potential to come together. There's a real energy. There's a real vibrancy here, and it sounds as though there will be areas where people who are holistic healthcare providers, as well as those looking for healthcare, are going to be able to participate and really help each other out. So we may have already answered this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Why did you decide to collaborate with the Share Exchange?
Oh, well, this is just a lovely, really heart-centered group of people and organizations, and I feel honored to be a part of it. And it offers us support that we need, as well as gives us an opportunity to provide that support back. And it offers us a chance to collaborate with the Time Bank or made local vendor, or people that are making things locally, so that we can also see who's making health products locally, so we can really move to a local-based economy there, too. So it just gives so many different opportunities for collaboration. Plus, the space is, once you come in here, if you haven't been in here yet, it's just it's vitality filled. It's so bright and beautiful, and the energy here is really uplifting and creative, and so it's just really great to be here.
Yeah, it's like a place filled with a bunch of people who have come to recognize that this is our time.
Yeah, it's like a community center of activists that are really grounded and motivated people that really operate from a place of heart.
So it looks like we may have answered the question of when will the Greenbelt Health Cooperative be open to the public, and will you be having a and by the way, the answer to that once again is, and if you're listening to this podcast after February 4th, let's make this assumption that you can go to the Greenbelt Health Cooperative at any time after this date, which is February 4th, 2011. From 6 to 9 p.m. The address is on 531 Fifth Avenue,
Fifth Street,
isn't it?
Yeah,
Fifth
that was
Street.
A typo on my flyer.
That's right. If you Google that, you might end up in New York City. But it's 531 Fifth Street, Santa Rosa, California. Yeah. And if you wanted to call, the number is 707-478-7274. So there's little more of a plug about that.
Please call between the hours of 9 and 6 p.m. if you do call. It's also a personal line, so thank you.
Sure.
And then also our open hours that we're going to have people here in the Share Exchange space at the Health Cooperative available. Mondays, 2 to 6 p.m., Celicia will be here. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 6 p.m. we'll have the Green Bow open, as well as the open herbal pharmacy, so you can come in and get herbs during that time. And then Sunday, what's going to be very exciting is not only do we have Qigong in the early mornings from 9 to 9:45, the pharmacy will open from 10 to 2, and we're hoping to get a sliding scale integrative holistic healthcare clinic going for the community too between 10 and 2 on Sundays. So.
That is terrific. And these are things where if you're listening and you've caught this the podcast too late to attend the grand opening, if you're listening to this before February 4th, definitely come on February 4th. If you're listening to this after February 4th, these are things, what Dawn has been mentioning are things that will still be ongoing afterwards. And if anything, the excitement will be just all the more grounded from the community involvement. So Dawn Zaft, I want to thank you for joining us here on Green Livelihood, Viviendo Verde Ya, and talking about the Greenbow Health Cooperative.
Thank you so much, Dan. It was really an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Well, now we're at the second part of Green Livelihood, which we are saying is the right livelihood, Viviendo Verde Ya. And with you have Evelina Molina here, and with my co-host, Dan Kerbine, who just did a fabulous interview with Dawn Zaft. And now I get a chance to talk to her co-founder and her partner in this project, Celicia Arcadia. Celicia, welcome to
Thank
Green
you.
Livelihood.
It's a pleasure, Evelina. Thank you for having me.
Celicia, first of all, we really, in the first part of this program with Dan, we got a really nice kind of an overview of what's happening here. What I'd like for us to talk about is maybe get a little bit more in depth on, can you give us a little bit, give us a background? Why, what inspired you? Where are you coming from? Tell us about your background. Dawn spoke a little bit about herself. Tell us about you.
Yeah, you know, a huge part of my background has to do with the fact that I'm the oldest of 10 children. And that factor plays into my life in a lot of ways. So I know very much about working within a group and collaborating and cooperating and compromising. And it's not always the easy thing to do, but it's, for me, it's an exciting thing to do. It's, you know, it depends on the day of the week. But overall, when you're working with a group of people, my philosophy is that, you know, there's all whatever comes to the table is perfect, and all of those ingredients can be blended together, and they can accent the opportunities for growth. And I've certainly experienced that in my family, and that's something that I love to experience in the professional world, is the places where a person can grow, where we can develop, and innovation is a part of that for me. And so that's one of the things that's so exciting about the Share Exchange and the Green Bow, is that we're out pushing the envelope, looking at how we can innovate. We're working towards sustainability. We're working towards, you know, this world that's changing and, you know, transforming, and what we're trying to develop is a world and an organization that is more of what we want it to be, that's more environmentally conscious. So that, I had a lot of that influence in my background as a youth. And going into the world as a young adult, especially as a teenager, I had bronchitis a lot. And in my early college education, I got to experience using herbs to get well from bronchitis, and I haven't had bronchitis since college because of the herbs that I've worked with for my own personal self. And that was just a huge, huge experience that really awakened my eyes to what's possible in terms of working with plants.
So Dawn was talking about that the Green Bow Health Cooperative is membership based. Can you describe the membership? Who are the kind of people that would join?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's two different levels to the membership. There's a professional membership and there's a community care level of membership. The professional members might include a naturopath or a herbalist or acupuncturist. It might include energy and light workers as well, yoga teachers, qigong teachers. It could include even nurses. Not that they can practice with their nursing license, but if they have an array of other modalities that they bring to the table, then they might be exercising those practices. There's also the community care level of membership. That would just be somebody in the community who has maybe found themselves not very satisfied with traditional allopathic medicine, and so in maybe from their experience they're deciding that they want to have the benefits of alternative modalities. And so what they do, at either level of membership, you're paying a fee, a monthly fee, and that's giving you access to a myriad of discounts, 20% off for most appointments, 50% off initial consults, and then discounts on the pharmacy, discounts on events, talks, educational classes that are happening here, member parties that are happening on a quarterly basis. And the professional membership also includes the community care. So as a practitioner, you also get to be a member who receives the care and receives the benefits of those discounts. And then there's cooperative marketing that we're working towards. So we help to network each other, and then we help to put advertising information out to the general public about what we're doing as a collective.
So you're listening to Celeste Arquilla. She's the co-founder of the Green Bow Health Cooperative, which is going to have their grand opening for our listeners. If you get to hear this before February 4th, it seems like it's going to be a really great event. You can have some live music, apparently here, music of P.A. Pei.
Pei. Yeah.
Ryan Francis. Mm-hmm. And Mr. December, snacks and beverages, herbally infused goods, a silent auction, raffles, and this will be February 4th from 6 to 9 at 531 5th Street in Santa Rosa. If you'd like more info, you can contact Dawn directly at 707-478-7274. And she likes to answer her phone because it's, I guess, her personal phone from 9 to 6. So one of the things that really attracted me to when I'm discussing with you, it's about right now healthcare is, or well-being maintenance. Is that a good term, maintenance? Sounds like janitorial. Well-being, keeping well-being. And people have lack of health care, especially low-income disenfranchised and unemployed or underemployed. And I'm wondering what visions you have to reach communities, because this is a beautiful space. I mean, I'm in love with it. But I can tell you my community, which is in the Latino and the multi-ethnic communities, the Eritrean and Vietnamese and all the others that are on the other side of the 101, really don't trek down here very much. What visions do you have for outreach for communities that maybe are like, I don't know, I'd rather go to something that's closer to home?
Well, of course, we've already started to collaborate with the North Bay Institute for Green Technology, and that's really exciting because that's targeting the 18 to 25-year-old Latino youth. And, of course, there's already a program for young males with the Gray Water Installation, but in the coming future, as we look forward, we're looking to create a nutrition and health-based program and training for young Latina females. So that's really wonderful. That's exciting. And it just fits right in with the whole movement of bringing things home to the garden, working, you know, in the garden, raising your own food, and again, keeping it local because, of course, as the oil industry starts to change more and more, we're going to be able to, or we're going to have less reliance on our food coming from long distances. So, as much as possible, if we're getting our local community members educated about how to grow food and what food's good for us, and then paying really close attention to diets that do not include packaged food, that's really important. And I, from everything that I've learned, absolutely, if you're buying food in packaged foods and if you're not paying attention to the ingredients, there's going to be health problems. And, you know, one of the health problems that you'll see in some communities is diabetes, for example, and high fructose corn syrup and sugars. You know, it's just those things. We have to move away from those things and we have to come back to a plant-based, whole foods-based diet.
And this is also exciting because we've already started beginning conversations. The North Bay Institute of Green Technology, of which I am a co-founder with Crystal Segura. And if you're listening, there's an interview of Chris where he talks about the institute also on our website or the webpage for our Blog Talk radio station. We're also venturing into opening up a storefront ourselves.
Right.
And the purpose is to create a space where our students can share the information that they're going to be learning from you and Dawn and bring it to their friends, their families. There's a high school like right next door to us. There's an elementary school about two blocks away. So we envision creating a very similar space to this, of which we would be maybe like a drop box for the different...
For the herbal pharmacy, yeah, absolutely. We want to have a drop box for the herbal pharmacy. And the space that you're referring to is incredible. And there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of innovation, again, going into creating that.
And I think for me personally, what's so exciting now more than ever is that we're not waiting around for the government to pass some weird stimulus thing or whatever. We're just, you know, with whatever resources we have, I would say 90% of what we're working with is just inspiration and love and care. And the rest of the stuff, we're just kind of picking it up along the way. Like, hey, you got this? Yeah, I got that. Well, you bring this to the table. I'll bring that. But I think most of it is this movement is coming from heart. I don't know. What would you say about that, Celestia?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think as we go further and further into time, we have to become more and more reliant on coming from a place of trust And to me, that's one of the greatest social forms of social capital. You know, as, if we can't really rely on money, and if there's less money for us to make do with, well, then what can we rely on? We can rely on trusting each other. We can rely on working together. We can rely on a couple of tools in my shed and a couple of tools in your shed, and we can get together and we can build something from it. And that, you know, do-it-yourself kind of culture is part of what the Share Exchange is promoting, and certainly we want to see it promoted through all communities, regardless of race or background or, you know, I mean, creed, color, all of it, you know? We want to extend the possibilities and, you know, working with each other, embracing the diversity, moving forward into the future. We've got to be able to have trust with one another. And compassion, too, is a big element. And you'll a lot of times, specifically with medicine and health, that's just such a great opportunity to express compassion, to open your eyes up and to have heart-centered understanding for what somebody's experience has been, and to hear where their pain is at, or to understand, you know, what they need support in transforming. Because, you know, when you're struggling, it's hard. You need other people helping you and maybe holding your hand as you get through the time.
And I think for me, because I have, you know, indirectly read of, and, you know, these more ethereal things like compassion, and, but to me this is like compassion in action, but on the ground, you know, with the people, versus this real generic concept like, oh yeah, you got to be compassionate, like the Buddhism, you know, like compassion. But this is like we're bringing compassion to our everyday lives, and we're living it instead of thinking we have to have that for somebody else. I see it more tangible now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, can you tell us some of the things you'll be doing in particular?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I have a real passion for is Qigong, which I studied at Sonoma State University, specifically in the 90s with Dr. Katie Ha, who's just an incredibly beloved teacher of mine. And I'll be teaching Qigong classes, meditation through movement, specifically for women. I'll have a co-ed class, but I'm really excited about the women's class because we'll be able to take it into include some dance and some exercise as well. And to me, it's really important to keep exercising and to stay active and stay fit. That's the other side of eating right, is exercising, and that's part of health. And then, of course, you're talking about well-being maintenance. There you go. It's the eating right, it's the exercising. And then when you start to get sick, then that's when you need to rely on other herbal medicines or what have you. I'm also going to be teaching a plant spirit medicine class, working with flower essences. I have a history working with flower essences, and one of the things that's really intrigued me through my life is the role that plants have played in helping me through emotional hardship or even crisis, how plants have showed up in my life. And the presence of plants are so subtle and often undervalued as we work in a technological-based society. But, you know, where would we be without green life? We need the green life. We need, you know, the plants, we need the trees, we need the fruits, we need the vegetables. All of it makes this beautiful life of ours. And so because it's important to me to always value what life is here on this earth, and to keep my awareness and attention and appreciation for the earth that's here and for the life that I've been given, I often bring my attention back to working with plants. And over and over again, I found that the plants are very subtle. But if you listen, if you pay attention, there's so much more. What I experience is the vibration, the vibrational remedies that come from plants. Because plants, with intention, with awareness, they can work to help you heal.
And I think you see that indirectly when someone's in the hospital. And what do? They bring them flowers. And why? Because it just seeing the flowers, it picks you up. It and given with, oh, you know, I hope you get better. Here's some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at them and having them in a room is, I think, as a little, you know, a little bit about just taking it to the next level, though.
Right, that's subtle. Yeah.
So, Sophia, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And again, for our listeners, this is Green Livelihood, Right Livelihood, Viviendo Verde Ya, with Evelina Molina and co-host Dan Kerbine. And we just want to remind you one more time, the Green Bough Health Cooperative. If you're interested, you're a practitioner, you want to become a member, or you're a member that wants to come and check out some of the classes, maybe get some of the services, they'll be opening up February 4th from 6 to 9, 531 Fifth Avenue in Santa Rosa. Hope to see you here.